Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And right, away we go. Welcome to show number 3,212. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Good summary!
And you are in the men's room. On tap today, it is a random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories: Looney Tunes and Lazy People. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Clack, you're gonna die.
All right, here we go. New Zealand surfer attacked by great white, punches, and tells the shark to F off. Meanwhile, a men in kilts competition apologizes after showing crowd where you turn your head and cough. Break in a Florida marijuana dispensary happened at exactly 4:20 in the a.m. Snapchat video shows mom rolling blunts around children, then smoking in front of them. A car thief is busted because of delicious potato wedges. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, no matter who you are, every so often you can use a little help or a little advice. Some people need relationship advice. As Harrison Ford closes in on his 10th wedding anniversary with wife Calista Flockhart, he recently revealed his secret to a successful marriage. It's only five words. I'm going to share it with you right now. This is a quote. Don't talk. Nod your head. And this is very solid advice. Some people that need help, I don't know, maybe after an injury, like the hiker who had to be rescued from Olympic National Park after crawling through the woods with a broken ankle for 8 hours. And then they finally got self-service. They could finally get the emergency crews, who then had to find them again, latch them to a helicopter, and get them out of there. Sometimes self-help is all you need. Miles, you just brought it up. Surfer in New Zealand comes face-to-face with a great white shark. It's not like you can call 911, so told it to F off twice, punched it in the right eye. It worked. The shark swam away. Not without biting the guy, but on this day, the surfer won. And sometimes, maybe you need help at work. Sometimes, you know, people call out from work, you're shorthanded. The NHL's Carolina Hurricanes, they lost both its starting and backup goalies in a recent game. So what do? They got help from a Zamboni driver who suited up and stepped in. And he and he made 8 saves and helped the Hurricanes win the game. These are just some of the stories that we've seen, stories that leave us with many questions, questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question, and this is how it works. You call us, we ask you a question at complete random, and after you share your story, we'll share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be part of the big show on the random question call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, Michelle's head, away we go. Welcome to show number 3,212 in a larger charge program we have for you today.
You
guaranteed
don't mean
future
that.
Repeat, absolutely. As once again, we bring you the random question. 844-999-ORLA.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Mike. Random, welcome random, to the Men's Room. Random.
Bring back Ask the Men's Room.
Random, all you got to do is send us an email. Random, make the subject random. Ask the Men's Room, Mike. Send that to the Men's Room.
I'm sure there's more than just you and me for a second, though.
Yeah. Well, hey, send us an email and ask a question.
It's kind of like it's kind of like the McRib. You know, like we bring it in, we bring it out. You know what I mean?
And it's never as good as you remember it to be.
It's the Shamrock Shake of our show. Okay, let's go with this one.
Nobody really likes the McRib.
They don't. Yeah. No. I mean, think of it. Every year, they bring it back. Everyone gets excited, including us. Got to get one. The thing you do every year, which is, this really isn't that good.
All right, let's start with this random question. If you could, hypothetically, play one series, one down, one play in any professional sport, one time, what would you think you could try to pull off and you would be decent at it?
Oh, boy. That is a good question because I have glasses, gentlemen, so I've always struggled with fast-paced sports my whole life. So
then pick football. You're the running back. They hand you the ball. You know the direction. Run. Just run. Run hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I figure if nothing else, that would probably be my best shot.
Because tennis, you get killed. Baseball, you're going to get killed. I mean, like, even with football, they have to hand you the ball.
Right.
We can't throw anything.
Yeah.
Could you play? I guess you couldn't play like right field. You know what I mean? For an inning. Because you can't see the ball.
You just hear the click of the bat.
Yeah.
I hope it's not coming over here.
Okay.
God, I hope it's not coming this way.
Yeah, what's he going to judge a fly ball? Right?
What about a soccer goalie? What are your percentages of shots? I guess you'd have to play the entire half. So it's going to be at least one.
Well, if you can only play one down in football, you can just go out there for one save and then get subbed out.
Okay.
And maybe it's like PKs or something.
How about a series?
Like, all right,
what if you got to play one series?
Man, I don't know. There's sports you might be proficient at, but on a professional level,
you will find your limitations.
You get hurt.
Okay. What about something like curling? You've never done it before, but it's in the Olympics.
Curling, I would try.
Could you do it?
Curling a try. I don't know if we could do it.
I think curling a try.
But we're not worried about our safety.
Correct.
Like, I'd like to say I'd step in the ring for 3 minutes, but I would not.
Oh, you would not. You would not want to step in the ring for 30 seconds.
I would be demolished.
You'd be so tired.
As soon as they ring the bell. No, I'm not worried about exhausting myself.
Okay.
I'm worried about how many punches I would take to my face.
What sport would you pick?
I mean, listen, I'd have to pick football because I love football. But the point is, my body hurts. I'm going to get killed. So I don't know. Maybe special teams, all right? So I was special teams on the coverage.
All right, could you do kickoff or return, say, in an XFL game where it's 10 yards?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I can get the running start, but we both know it's going to happen.
I mean, the XFL, I'd want to play on the kicking team.
Right?
Yeah.
But I have no desire to try to catch a football and have
No. I'm not talking about playing that position. I mean, that's what you want to do. Okay.
Yeah, that's half the reason why I've only played a couple years of baseball. Depth perception and I, we don't get along.
Well, how many years did you play baseball before you finally accepted that depth perception has a lot to do with your ability to play?
Like I said, it might have been just a couple years. I think it only took a couple of balls that almost struck me in the head, and I didn't even realize it before. I was like,
Mike,
man, he's scared of nothing. You can throw it his head. He just stands there and takes it.
Are you driving right now?
Yes, sir, but I am on my car phone.
So. No. I'm just worried about that whole depth perception thing. I don't care if your hand's free or not, man. It doesn't have anything to do with it.
No. When my glasses on, no. Okay. Driving, that's not no issue.
What's your prescription?
When stuff is coming fast at me.
Like a baseball.
Like a baseball or a football or a soccer ball. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
How thick are your glasses? Like, are they noticeably thick, the lenses themselves?
All right, here's the weird thing. My right eye is incredibly farsighted, but my left eye is incredibly nearsighted. So one is really thin, the other is a Coke bottle.
So what does it look like when
you take your
glasses?
Now you know why I didn't play baseball that long.
Yeah. It sounds like you're just going
to
get hit.
There was no one there who could make glasses on to eat without one side just tipping over to the side.
Yeah. Well, everything's already 3D, but you're 3D.
Yeah.
I mean, you're crazy. Okay.
Do kids still rock rec specs?
The kids? No. Kids, no. I mean, listen, as an adult, you could pull that off in a sporting event, right? Because we're cool with it. We understand what it is. Kids, absolutely not.
Reason we asked, if you could play one play or a series in pro sports, what would that be and what would you pick? On Saturday, the NHL's Carolina Hurricanes were in a major bind after injuries to both of their goalies, James Reimer and Peter Mrazek. All NHL teams are required to have an emergency goalie in the building, and Carolina had one. 42-year-old David Ayers, who is the maintenance man and Zamboni driver at the arena. Now, this is usually just a procedural thing. Ayers was actually the emergency goalie designated for both the Hurricanes and the home team.
Okay, I was going to ask, because what's strange about the story, when I assumed Carolina was at home, when you said the guy driving the Zamboni climbs in the goal.
Ayers was handed a jersey and was thrown into action in the second period. He gave up two goals right away, but then he made 8 straight saves to help Carolina win the game 6-3. He became the first emergency goalie to be credited a win in NHL history. He played more than 28 minutes, which is also a record for an emergency goalie. After the game, he said, "It was awesome. I had the time of my life. I was in the media room by myself, and a guy comes in and said, 'Get going.' Then I walked down the tunnel. It was wild. Guys told me, too, I have fun with it. Don't worry about how many goals go in. They said, just enjoy it. This is your moment." He has been designated as an emergency goalie before. He's played some amateur hockey, but he's never been on ice in a pro game. Well, outside of driving a Zamboni, guess what he got for that big win? How much money did they give him?
Oh, someone already commented to complain. If they're correct, it says, "I've read the Zamboni drive. He only got paid $500 for filling it."
He got $500, but he also got to keep the game jersey.
All right.
That's another $500.
Won't be on the team anymore. Carolina Hurricanes made some moves. They added 2 more goalies to the roster, but they're calling him an icon, and the team is selling shirts with his name and number 90. He'll get royalties, and a portion of them will go to a kidney foundation in his honor because he had a kidney transplant back in 2004.
I mean, I get cool story. What someone's saying with $500. If it were I would do it for free.
That's a real...
I mean, I stopped... Casey Keller, right, who is the... Right, United States national team goalkeeper for soccer, Seattle Sounders, played over in Europe. I stopped a goal kick from him once, but only because he kicked it violently hard into my chest.
So you didn't move.
So wait, did you stop it or is his aim true?
It's a stop. It is a stop.
Stop
is a stop, even if it knocked the window.
Okay, let me ask you that. Do you think he could have scored on you if he had, say, tried to score on you?
100%.
No doubt.
That's fair. But I'm just trying to ration in my mind, like, maybe I could play keeper for like 5 minutes.
What does that feel like, right? Because I've just never had a professional soccer player kick the ball with their strength and their training into my body.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of hurt.
Okay.
I'm sure it did.
But I stopped it.
With your chest or with your hands?
Chest.
So you missed it.
I didn't have much time to react.
I like how you stopped.
You completely
missed it. He hit you. That's like saying, I prevented you from getting punched in the face by him punching
me. Did you need to walk it off?
No, man, I held
punch. Okay, all right, that's good.
Now, where I screwed up was I later kicked a PK against somebody else, and I'd only seen people in Europe slide on their knees when they score goals, so I slid on my knees, but that was turf.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it
hurt. Skin right off.
That was much worse.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, when you're watching those soccer players do it, they're on natural grass.
Makes a difference. Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, Kevin. Welcome to the program. Random question, hey. Question. Let's go with this one. All right, Kevin. What do you do to look good appearance-wise? In other words, do you, do you pluck things? Do you use a moisturizer? I mean, do you have any skincare secrets, or do you do anything special to make yourself look good?
I exercise a lot.
All right, there you go.
That's pretty good. Okay.
How about? I get to the gym. I haven't had a rest day since, like, last Saturday, I think, right now.
All right, well, let me ask you this. So, when you say go to the gym, are you there to look good, or are you there to be... In other words, are you there to look good, and the side benefit is that you get healthy, or are you there to be healthy, and the side benefit is that you look better?
I'd say it started out to get healthy, and now it's become, like... yeah. You know, to look good, and the side benefit is to stay healthy.
I have nothing wrong with that.
Are you married?
Yes. Yeah, married, and I have a 2-year-old, and I did construction, and then I started driving a bus, and I put on like 50 pounds when I started driving the bus.
Well, we knew you had to be married or in a relationship, and you said, I started at the gym for the benefits of being healthy.
Now, does your wife like the way you look better now?
Yes, very much.
Okay.
Is she in the gym with you?
No.
Does she need to be?
No, she's...
It's okay. We'll move on to the next question. Next question. Next question. You're good.
Hey, stop the stop.
You're clean.
I kicked the ball right in your chest, bro. You're good.
Does this relate to, even though you have a 2-year-old, do you have more sex because of your wife being attracted to you?
I don't know about that. Not...
Well, you're the only one that would know, so no.
No, I mean, I wouldn't say more necessarily, no.
Okay, all right.
But
well, you also have a 2-year-old,
I mean, it's definitely helped, though. I mean, as far as, like, endurance in that area and everything like that, I mean, being healthy definitely helped things.
Well, people don't tell you this, but the only way that you can really, work out your member down there is deadlift and squats. So if you're doing either one of those things, man, you're going to... You know what I mean?
All right, well, here's the thing.
I didn't know that.
You have more stamina and all that. Now, that's great for you. Does your wife agree? See, because, like, remember when Bob Dole started pitching Viagra? We're like, that's great for Bob Dole. We felt terrible for his wife.
Well, I would say she agrees. She she definitely likes the extra time that I can give her.
Okay, that's good. That's
well
good
done, man.
Yeah, very good. See, go to the gym, kids.
Go to the gym. Yeah.
You just did a better job of selling the idea of going to the gym than 800 people on every TV show.
You'll be able to hang a wool coat on that thing.
Right. That's all everybody wants to hear.
That's right. Our question, what do you do to look good appearance-wise? Here's an interesting thing. As far as Facebook is concerned, we all know who Mark Zuckerberg is. And the employees at Facebook and the social network routinely blow dry Mark Zuckerberg's armpits before big speeches, according to a new book. Zuckerberg, who became famous for his sweating during a televised 2010 interview, is consumed by his public image, according to the review in the new book, Facebook, The Inside Story.
He's consumed by his public
image. That is correct. The 35-year-old wants to look cool and dry instead of sweaty and nervous. And has assistants make sure his famous gray T-shirts are immaculate before he takes the stage at public events. If this is true, it would have been on our communications team request. But surely anyone who has ever worn a gray T-shirt can relate. You do sweat. However, he gets his armpits blow dry before he goes out there and makes a big speech.
But if you keep insisting on wearing gray shirts.
That's what he does.
Yeah, outside of the gym, I'm not sure I wear gray T-shirts ever. Because you sweat through them.
But here's a guy who does presentations in front of, power players in the world or has to go to Congress. Like, well, bro, stop putting yourself in situations where you might get sweaty, right? Because you're always under fire now because of who you are. And stop
Stop arm the gray t-shirt.
Yes. Random, 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 random.
His
random,
arm, random, somebody else random, blow dries random, his armpits. Random,
do you think random, random, that there are two random, people with the job? Because now I'm thinking about the logistics.
Oh, I think there's one air dryer.
I would want two.
Come on, that's Mark Zuckerberg. All right. I bet there's a team up.
There's two. Think about it. If you're notoriously sweaty, by the time one person's done with one, and they go to the other one, you're going to start sweating again on the other. Come on, Miles.
And I don't know if
you're not fit to be a billionaire.
Notoriously sweaty. Like, he was in front of Congress, right? Or something?
Yes.
A bunch of lights and stuff. Like, that's a sweaty place to
be. He was in a situation where any normal person would also sweat a lot.
Yeah.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Mike, welcome to the program, the random question. All right, Mike, let's go with this question. What about you, from your appearance-wise, could keep you maybe from getting hired by someone? Depending on the position, of course, depending on what it is you're going to go for. What about the looks of you would keep people from hiring you?
I'm a pretty big guy. I'm muscular-wise, I guess. That's the only thing I can really think of.
You're too big.
Scary-looking.
Are you scary-looking or are you muscular?
Could you be a host?
There's two different things. Right. I've seen some skinny guys that look terrifying. I've seen some muscular guys who look nice. But do you also have, like, that mean-ass-looking face?
Oh, I've been asked if I was in the Marines quite a few times.
Okay.
So
it would be weird if my daughter needed flute lessons and you showed up. Or something like that. I mean, like, I'm trying to...
Yeah, if I was a ballerina teacher or something like that.
You couldn't be a hostess at, you know, like, I don't know, a Chick-fil-A or whatever. Yeah, like,
what's the least likely job I'd believe you do if I'm looking at you? Because Miles is right. If you said, I teach flute, I'd be like, BS!
Right. I'm a professional.
But the flip side, what job could you say you have that's a complete lie and people buy into it hook, line, and sink? I'm guessing a pilot, maybe?
Yeah, a bouncer.
Okay.
All right. That would make sense.
Or a UFC fighter.
Okay. What do you actually do for a living?
I teach flute, Miles.
Well, I'm in school right now for accounting.
Oh, see?
Okay, no way.
That makes a lot of sense.
But wait. Well, I believe that you're an accountant. If I met you at the bars, you're not in your suit, right? But you, just looking the way you look, it's 10 years from now, you say, I'm an accountant. Do I believe you or am I like, come on, man?
Well, they barely believe me when I tell them in school. They pretty much say BS.
Really? What? Do they think you look stupid? Is it that you look mean? Like, do you look like a big, dumb guy?
How jacked are you?
Oh, I got pretty big arms. I'd say about 20-inch arms. I'm like 6 foot, 200 pounds. I do a lot of lifting.
Did you start with a cycle? I mean, I hate to ask you that, but I mean, did you start with a building block at all, or is that all natural?
It's all natural, like reading Norwegian, Swedish.
Build. Okay, how many people have asked you if you've taken a cycle?
A lot, especially when I was younger. In high school, I was bigger than, a lot more grown than a lot of kids then.
Yeah.
I even got mistaken for the teacher one time on the first day of class.
Did
you play sports?
Sit down!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I played football, wrestling, track and field.
Why do I picture Ivan Drago talking to us?
I think it sounds like Sly Stallone talking to us.
I gotta ask you though, seriously. Does it irritate you if someone asks you if you did steroids, or do you consider it like a positive comment because you know it's all, you know, just been natural for you?
I gotta take it like a compliment. You know, I know I didn't do it.
Right. Until they don't believe you.
Reason we ask, what about your appearance to keep you from getting hired? According to a new survey, shocker, more than half of hiring managers admitted they've decided not to hire someone because of their appearance.
Uh-huh.
Top reasons, visible tattoos, visible piercings, the way someone's dressed, and their hair color or style.
I want you to understand something. I won't say where this was. I went in for an interview. There was a guy interviewing before I was. He gets up, they finish. I feel like I'm SOL. At this point, I am homeless. I am homeless. This is the first job I'm looking for. As soon as I sat down, the dude doing the hiring goes, I'm so glad you're here because I don't want to hire that ugly son of a bitch. I swear to God, I'm like, oh,
you're
my
hired.
God. Yeah, he didn't care that I was homeless. That other guy was so ugly. And so don't let anyone tell you that they don't do that. They do that.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Random question, 844-999. Hola.
Random, random.
Hello,
random,
Jason. Random, welcome random, to the men's
random,
room.
Random, random.
Hola,
random,
bitches.
Hola.
Jason, welcome to the program. Random question, question. Random, random. Okay, Jason. I'm going to give you this one. Jason, what do you hope to inherit from a relative?
What do you hope you get from a relative? Anything they got? Possession, money, cash, cars, boats? What do you got?
So my aunt inherited my grandfather's ranch down in the southern part of Oregon. I think that'd be really cool.
How many acres is the ranch?
Say that again?
How many acres is the ranch?
I don't know. It's pretty sizable. Maybe four. I mean, you can, like, it goes out kind of a ways. You can, you know, kind of look out. You can kind of see the edge of the property, but not a whole lot. I'm not.
But what's the reality? In reality, if you inherited this ranch, right? So the responsibilities that go with it, are they responsibilities? Like, for me, I would get the ranch. I'd be like, man, oh, man, that's great. I'd be there for a month and think, I have to sell this son of a bitch because I am not cut out for this.
The ranch as it's set up now, I wouldn't do because, like, my aunt has, like, farm animals and stuff. But she told me that one year it kind of saved her bacon that her farm wasn't doing so well. She grew a bunch of weed for the local dispensary. So if she can do that for 1 year, I think I would just go
Okay, there you go.
All right.
Growing buds.
Where is it exactly in southern Oregon?
Because Miles is going to raid the property now.
Yeah, for real. It's in a little town called Medford, Ashland, that little area down there.
Do you like
California, Oregon?
Do you like white people?
I like all people.
Yeah. Well, if you like white people, that's a great place. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's also full of eco-terrorists, because I think that was, like, kind of the mecca of ELF. I think that's where ELF, the Earth Liberation Front, started somewhere down there. So
okay.
It's not necessarily that it's, like, a white people mecca, like, just for white people. It's the white eco-terrorist.
That's right.
Specifically white eco-terrorists.
Right,
okay.
Yeah. All right. Good times.
Do I know who's invited?
What do you hope to inherit from a relative? A random question. Looks like Michael Douglas will be eating ramen for the rest of his life.
Oh, poor guy.
Who? Kirk Douglas.
Michael Douglas.
The guy who was eating more than ramen.
Cancer. Yeah.
His dad, Kirk, was worth $61 million when he died earlier this month. $50 million of that is going to the Douglas Foundation. With the purpose of, quote, helping those who cannot otherwise help themselves, he is donating much of his fortune to charity. Beneficiaries will include a scholarship for minority and underprivileged children at St. Louis Lawrence University and the Children's Hospital of L.A. No word where the other $11 million is going, but obviously Michael doesn't need it. Kirk is also survived by his wife Anne and their two sons, Joel and Peter.
So. Well, I guess his wife might get $11 million. I bet you Michael's probably worth more.
I don't know.
I mean, it's gonna be worth a ton, man. Because the movies he's done, that show on Netflix is pretty popular.
And in the time that Kirk Douglas was in Hollywood, you weren't getting paid the way these cats get paid now, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's Gordon Gekko.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's just some characters in American cinema that are just...
I'm Gordon Gekko, damn it.
Yeah, right. I bet Michael Douglas has been in more movies that we've forgotten about than we can name.
All right, Kirk Douglas, what a guy.
Decent Proposal.
Was that him? No, that was Robert Redford.
That was Robert Redford.
Let's see. What about Kirk Douglas?
Spartacus. I don't know.
Spartacus, right.
I thought Spartacus was...
Charlton Heston?
Yeah. Charlton Heston and Kirk Douglas are kind of interchangeable, aren't they?
Yes.
It was just too far back for me.
Never thought that they were until this moment where you say, let's... Because we're very aware of who Kirk Douglas is. It's not that, but you go name a movie, you're right. The first thing that came to mind was Spartacus, and the truth is, I don't know if it was him or Charlton Heston.
Because
It turns out, yes, they are interchangeable.
Yeah.
Spartacus.
True enough.
I mean, they both were probably Spartacus. Uh-huh. That's the whole point of the movie, right?
Oh, yeah, it's
everybody's Spartacus.
Coming up, your guess is as good as mine. The category is the top 10 Looney Tunes characters of all time and your favorite lazy people. Your guess is as good as mine coming up right after the random question. 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.